Well, I guess that's it. Mid-60s. That was mid-60s, and that's Bill Hennis. That's Wild, Wild Willie.
Wild Willie.
Coyote. Did Coyote learn from him or take lessons? Well, he was screaming that.
Somebody you had here today was doing a good Coyote. I don't know if that was... how many names has the Griffin had here? He's Bay. Jackson Smith and something else. What was the other?
He was Jackson Smith. That's
I thought he had another name. Was he in another role at one time at WKLO? Some kind of a news name or something?
No. No, he came
over. But anyway, one of these guys was doing a Coyote today, and they said something like, it's 6 o'clock or something like that. I don't recall hearing that part.
Now, last night we got back to Gary's, and we were sitting there, and Gary's got an old bugle. And I looked up there, and I went, wait a minute. Was it Coyote, or was it Mason Lee Dixon that signed on the air at 6 o'clock with a bugle? Remember that? And never play a tune, but play a bugle.
That's right.
I don't know what that. I don't remember that part at all.
Oh, okay.
I was in some other world at the time. I'm trying to figure out the difference between Elysian Field and the Brothers Pride. Do you know the difference? Anybody here know the difference between
lesions are cuts?
Huh? Lesions. Yeah, lesions. Yeah.
Elysian Field and Brothers Pride were two different groups.
Two different groups. Now, who's Elysian Field had Frank Bugbee in it, and Brothers Pride didn't.
Brothers Pride had the
Craig Smith.
Yes, thank
Craig
you.
Smith.
Thank you, Craig Smith.
Is he the one that could sing like Janis Joplin? Is he the one? I think he was, because we were out at the Salt River. Remember, we had those get-togethers at the Salt River, and he did it. It was Norman White's band there.
That's
whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and it was one of him. This guy was the drummer, and he did Janis Joplin better than she did. Like, you know, he was great. And we would have these little, what were those Sunday get-togethers called there on the banks of the Salt River?
It wasn't the Saturday
get together on the bank.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, right there by
that was later on.
Around West Point, you know, just upstream a little bit there. We had a little gathering point.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think it was Craig who did that. Who else was in the group then? Do you remember? I don't.
No, but we've got their tapes probably.
Good.
Still.
We need them because we have something on this one. WKLO Kentuckiana countdown. Here we have Elysian Field and Kind of Man.
Mm-hmm.
That was number 2, October 11, 1968. And these other things, you have to help me, because I don't remember many of those at all. Carolyn Davidson is here. She was in the Creative Services Department at WKLO. And it seems to me that once you became the first person to dare to challenge the male supremacy, and there was some kind of deal where the salespeople would come in maybe a Friday afternoon, and they would hang around a little bit, then they'd go next door to Kev's and hoist a few. And she and somebody else in the office were going to do that, too, and they were chastised.
No.
The girls didn't do that. Only the male salespeople could do that. Go over and get a little barreling done or something like that.
Oh, but it's amazing how that changed.
Yeah.
let me throw this in. By the way, in case you've got something to add to this conversation, if you were in a Louisville band or, you know, well, I used to go to Frisch's and get drunk.
That's right.
Call it, the number is, what is it,
589-4801.
589-4801. 589-4801. Let's grab one right now. We've got a light there and see if we can, somebody probably cuss us out, but we're going to find out right here. Okie dokie doke. It's KLO. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. Would you guys do me a favor?
No. Oh, yeah, we'll try.
Would you guys play the rest of the Bill Hennis tape?
That's all that Hennis sent in.
No, he said on the front of it that here's the Wild Willie stuff, and then a composite from '71, and I'd love to hear Brother Love and Chuck Brady and all that stuff. So he apparently has a little further on in the tape.
We'll check it out then. Who's this, by the way?
So. Well, I appreciate it, and instead of talking to me, I'll let you guys get back to playing some stuff.
Well, who is this, by the way? Who is this? Well, you ain't going to tell it. I ain't going to play it.
We had some Chuck Brady on there yesterday at JR was playing. Bob Klein, JR, what's his name there? We had some Chuck Brady that I heard, and I also heard some Brother Love this morning. Bill Love this morning. I mean, the tape stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the great jokes of all time.
Let me try another one here and see if somebody's on the telephone. It's KLO. Who's this?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Man, I'm sound asleep. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I used to work there part-time when it was WCII back in 82.
Who is this?
Mark Travis.
Well, hello, Mark.
What's going on, buddy?
Partner, I wish I knew, Fred. Or we wouldn't. If I knew, we'd never been doing this.
Oh, gosh, I just happened to be rolling around the radio and heard you guys doing this, and I thought, well, I just had to give you a call. Gosh, how long has it been since I talked to you? 10 years? At least.
At least? What are you doing nowadays?
I am working at WVLK in Lexington.
Oh, my old buddy Ralph Hacker.
Oh, yes, and also...
tell him Tad said hello. Tell him If God doesn't get him, I will.
But no, I was just I was listening to you guys. Do you remember the sign that was on the bathroom door? In the bathroom, caution, the studio may be live.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember one night, it was right after KJ, it's when I was working. Basically, I was a part-time announcer working 40 hours a week between Bailey not showing up and some of the other jocks not showing up. I worked part-time but had a 40-hour work week at least.
You're working VLK now.
Right.
What time are you on the air?
Basically, I just do weekend stuff and do sales. And then also work for a station over in Eminence Management there.
All right. Well, you know all of them at VLK then. Susan Piston and all that?
Oh, yes. She's now, she married Sam Stevens.
She sure did. Only person I ever knew that could eat an apple through a picket fence. Backwards.
Very carefully, too.
Yeah, trim trees, but just walk. Well, it's good to hear from you, man. Really is. What do you remember about CII? What was your big thing at CII?
The main thing was Shelby Clark bringing his chicken in at night and getting grease all over everything.
Oh, yeah, that kind of, I thought he meant a live chicken there for a minute.
You realize that Shelby is the only, I don't know if you were there then, Shelby is the only black man to have been offered membership in the Klan locally. he was working one night, a good old boy called him up and says, "You sound like a good buddy, but I listen to you all the time. You want to get in the Klan?" Shelby goes, "Yeah." So he sent him an application, I believe.
Oh, gosh.
It was crazy. But
now I remember I was, of course, the bathroom was all the way in the very back where the lounge was.
I needed MacArthur Park to get to it.
That's right.
I was playing Green Grass and High Tides by the Outlaws.
Wasn't it a great song?
Was about 9 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just enough to get back there, do your business, and get back up front.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, the funny thing was I was back there, and, of course, they had a speaker in the ceiling, and while I was doing my business, cart machine eat the cart. Of course, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, so I jump up, I get my pants up halfway, run up the hall, run into the studio, fire the next song, and there's three women looking in the window. Of course, I've got my pants to my knees. What do you do?
Well, that's why we had a showcase studio, man.
Oh, gosh.
Big
but
smile,
no, I just
big
wanted
smile.
To... It was something else.
That's great. Where are you living, up at Eminence?
No, I live at Taylorsville.
Oh, you're getting around then.
Yeah, I know. Just kind of spread out a little bit everywhere.
Well, that's great.
But I just wanted to call up and kind of say something to you guys, and it sounded great, and great to hear all y'all guys back.
Martin?
Did anybody mention anything about the fact KLO used to speed their records up a little?
Yeah.
It was at, I can't remember which, maybe Dickie will. It was either 46.5 or 46.9 or 47.9.
Mm-hmm.
What that did, it gave you a little more time.
Right.
But it raised the key to a sharp and made it sound brighter.
Well, it was funny because you would listen to Wacky and then you switch it over and it's like, well, something's not right.
Right, and a lot of people would go out and buy the record because they heard it on KLO and get it home and go, hell, I don't like that. That's too slow.
It's amazing. He brings that up now because I just happened to be thinking about that when sitting in the window there was a large fellow, and he looked like a young guy, but he was about 6'3" or so, and he came to the window one time and he had this little handwritten piece of paper and he held it up against the window and it said, "Your turntables are too fast."
Oh, me. But listen, I appreciate you taking my call, Tan, and the rest of you guys. Have a great time, and just thought I'd kind of call up and see what was going on with you guys. Good talking to you again.
Oh, that's great. Mark, good, man. Good luck at Eminence and VLK, and since you're VLK, watch your tail. Okay?
I'll walk with my legs together.
You got that, man.
See you later.
Just know how to genuflect.
There you go.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right.
The paymaster is just alive. She's just bringing in the paychecks from WK.
Bo is getting a hug.
How are you?
Oh, no, here, listen, we're...
Get this microphone over here, Kathleen.
You got to grab a mic.
I don't need a mic.
Oh, no, she doesn't, as a matter of fact.
Well, can hear her all the way. It's old home day.
After 30 years in radio, you don't need a mic. You just say it.
That's right. Get down here. Let's talk to Kathleen Brown. And you just got married recently,
yes.
Yeah. Tell us about...
Wester's my name now.
Wester.
What is it?
Wester. W-S-T-E-R.
Hmm.
I married a man retired from the Navy.
W-E-S-T-E-R?
Wester.
Not
right.
Al that used to do the sports in New Orleans. This
no.
is a different guy. Huh?
He's a Navy man.
A Navy man, all right.
Right.
Does he wear his uniform to bed every night? It's those epaulettes that get you, huh?
You really want those answers? You're asking for them, Dickie boy.
Yeah, I'm asking for it, all right, and she's got the knuckles.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to tell you.
Oh, boy. Well, you were KLO for what?
30 years.
30 years.
1954 to 84.
Right. I remember this lady, one thing I remember, nice lady, easy to get along with, but I always remember every time somebody would get fired, you had this big stamp that went on the back of the check. You will not hold KLO, hold harmless agreement on the back of the check.
Endorsement of this check constitutes a full release of all claims against the company.
Which was a crock, but it intimidated you, right? You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that was from the powers to be, you know, this must go on the back of your check.
Right. Yeah.
And I was here for 12 managers.
12?
Whoa!
How many disc jockeys got?
Managers.
400.
How many
disc jockeys?
4.
Have you written your book yet?
Put another zero on it, Alan. I don't think 400 would have been enough.
Oh, that's great.
Really?
What are some of the, this is hard to pull out of 30 years. What are some of the things that you remember most?
Well, when we in the Henry...
Every day, I know.
Henry Clay Hotel, and we were country. We had one jock on in the afternoon, and he got real, real mad about something, and he threw a chair out of the fourth floor of the Henry Clay Hotel down on Chestnut Street.
Right.
It didn't hit anybody, though.
Did he try again?
I don't know. And then we had another one, and he is a national newsman right now, Fred Briggs.
Right.
Who couldn't find a piece of copy one day, but he knew what office it was in, and he had access to the next office. So he went in that office, out around the railing of the Henry Clay, this is the inside court, went around there and went in the office and got his piece of copy.
He crawled around the building?
No. Well, see, it's a coping on the inside. There's a court inside the Henry Clay.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, okay.
So
okay.
He went around this ledge into this court, into this, what he got, and got his copy he needed to go on the air pertaining to it, and did his show.
Mother's the invention. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Kathleen, what about the day that the roof came in on your office?
Oh, well, we had several times that the ceiling come completely down, practically.
But I remember one day it came down right on your desk.
Now, on the ceiling, the panel that they had put up there previously when we moved in just peeled off the walls.
Oh.
Kathleen, I've got some pictures of Kathleen here.
Oh, you...
Oh, no.
Oh, well, these were. I don't know if you want to see those or not.
These were from Christmas parties that we had at the station. Mm-hmm. We had Christmas parties for kids.
Is that Santa Claus?
It's a shame this is not TV, because you can see a lot of people are bringing in memorabilia. Right. Wait a minute, brings up another point, too. At one time...
There's Kathleen right there.
At one time,
I think this
KLO
is right here.
Yeah.
A
and that's Dan.
To be.
Yeah.
At one time, KLO had a license for a TV frequency that was not used or was on for a very short period of time. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Were they on the air?
I don't remember who was Santa Claus here, though.
They were not on air.
Never made it on air,
but
that I know of.
But it was Channel 21 or something. I had a... Yeah. Because I remember the old mugs down there, KLO TV.
I believe there was a connection between Channel 15 to B and that.
And they did some trading with 15 to...
Yeah,
okay.
Let's see who else is on there.
That's Max Ryan right there.
Yeah, Max.
Let's see what Max looked at.
This is
before he hit the big time.
Let's see if somebody, while we're looking at these pictures
let's
here,
let's
see if
somebody on the radio what these pictures look like.
Yes, indeed.
They're black and white, actually, and they're
color ones. We hate to leave you all out of this, but...
1 year I had to buy for 52 kids at Christmas shop farm.
Okay, 52.
52. We had all the employees' kids. We had a Christmas party for them.
Okay.
There was 52 that year.
My goodness. Now, in this one picture, who's that with you?
Max Ryan.
Now, what's the date on this picture?
Those are probably in the mid-60s.
Yeah, because we were in over on Walnut Street. This is a basement there where we were.
You look mad then, Kathleen.
Feed a shop. Angry. 52 kids. 52.
That's right.
Here's a picture of Ken Rowland. It's another one of these parties.
And Ken Rowland. Ken's still kicking, isn't he?
There's Ken.
Yeah. He's still in Ken Rowland. Mm-hmm.
Stock brokerage, I believe, isn't he?
Right here.
Yeah, there's Bill Perry.
This guy's name was Kenny Black, who was an engineer.
Yeah. He's deceased.
There's Bruce Dodge.
Is Bruce in town?
I don't know what Bruce is doing.
Bruce in town?
I think those are all the Christmas party pictures that I had.
Let me get, we got some phones ringing. Let me go to the phone here and see if. Yeah, it sure is. Let's see if we got some people here. It's WKLO. Hi.
Hi, this is Joe McGill in New Albany.
Hello, Joe.
How are you all doing?
We're doing dandy. What can we do for you, hon?
I was just going to tell you that WKLO TV was on about 6 months.
Well, now, I thought it was, but it was on the air, huh? What did they, what kind of programming did they do then? Do you remember?
It was ABC.
It was ABC.
And local programming.
And was that Channel 21?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
It says they came on the air in this article here, October 18th, 1953.
What are you reading out of?
An old clipping out of a Louisville Scene magazine about 10 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Yeah. What do you remember? Do you remember KLO? Did you listen to the radio back then?
I listened to WKLO back when they had country on there. My mother was a big fan of Jimmy Osborne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had Pee-wee and the Smile Irishman, Bob Ryan, on yesterday afternoon. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, too. That was real good.
We're going to try to play that tape back a little bit later on, too. Joe, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What do you do to pass the time of day now?
Still listen to the radio.
I got you. It's a great
I'm
way.
Not much on listening to DJX, so.
DJX is a good boogie station, though. They really are.
I listen to XPW and stations like that now.
Yeah, you're getting old. That's
uh-huh.
it. I tell you. Joe, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Take care now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Well, Kathleen, that's 30 years of running the show, because if it weren't for what you did, managers couldn't get anything done. Do you remember any manager in particular, one that stands out in your mind as being a fine individual or
I don't stand out.
Or a jerk?
Yeah, which one
we
was
won't say
jerk?
That on the air.
Yeah, we're not going to say that on the air. We didn't say anything on the air. We can go ahead and get dirty and talk about people today, too.
We had a lot of good people.
Well, that's true.
A lot of good employees. A lot of good announcers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of talented people went through there.
Yeah.
They sure did over the years.
Really did.
Well, that's crazy.
And we had good managers. We lost. Several of them are deceased now.
Mm-hmm.
Of those
12. Hey, Kathleen, did you ever get rid of the bats?
Long as that building's open, there's going to
be bats.
That's a good story. Ernie
yeah.
Gutridge and the bats. He,
it was Bernie Thompson that got it in the waste paper basket and got the waste paper basket over the top
that's
of it.
Right.
But then how was we going to get the bat up? You know, it was in there, but how are you going to get the bat?
Well, now, Gary was trying to catch a bat one night, and Ernie came down the hall and says, use a tennis racket. And he says, well, you know, they're a little radar. They can't pick up a tennis. And Gary looked around and said, that's fine. How in the hell am I going to get a tennis racket this time of night? But
well, I'll tell you the story of me and the bats. Upstairs, this was kind of a strange situation, but the men's room was downstairs, and the ladies' room...
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yes. What do you know about upstairs?
Okay, I'll tell you. I can tell you this now because I don't work there anymore. No, upstairs was the ladies' room, and there was like a little dressing area, you know, with the mirrors. These ladies had it made, three little seats, three little mirrors, and a couch. What did you women use that?
Couches.
What did you women use the couch for? I used it to sleep on, because I used to do a lot of dances, you know, DJ a lot of dances,
yeah.
And I worked on Saturday morning, so on Friday night, I'd get back in town like 2 a.m. I'd just go upstairs and lay on the couch and take a little siesta, ready to go on the air the next morning.
Uh-huh.
One night, I wake up, and I feel these little wings, and there's a bat in the room, and it's flying around. It lands on the couch right next to my ear, and I'm thinking, I don't know about this. And evidently, that building was just infested with them.
They were
everywhere.
Well, they were, had a big old attic up there, you know, that third floor, and then it was above that. And they just got back in the walls, plus in the basement.
Yeah, there were a lot of them in the basement next to the production studio downstairs. It's really something. Make a jingle, see a bat, you know?